AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump covered a lot of ground during a meeting at the White House with Germany's chancellor. He talked trade with China's Xi Jinping.
We straighten it out.
More talks are being worked out. On Russia and Ukraine, the president likened them to two kids fighting.
Sometimes you're better off letting them fight for a while and then pulling them apart.
President Trump and Elon Musk are continuing a very public breakup.
Just a week ago, as Musk left the administration.
He's done a fantastic job.
Since then, Musk has been railing against the president's signature tax cuts and spending bill. And today,
I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot.
In the Oval Office.
I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it.
The president says Musk knew exactly what was in the bill well before bashing it.
He knew everything about it.
To which Musk almost immediately responded false on his social media platform that he never saw the bill. And after the president brushed aside Musk's efforts to help get him reelected last year, Musk wrote he would have lost the election without me. In a later post, he wrote, "Such ingratitude." Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president is threatening to cut government contracts and subsidies that are key to Elon Musk's businesses. The president also said he has no evidence, but suggests aides to former President Biden acted without the then president's knowledge in using an auto pen for signatures. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says some Palestinian clans have been activated to join in the fight against Hamas in Gaza. An immigration judge is granting bond to a Massachusetts high school student who was arrested on his way to a volleyball practice last weekend. Olympic champion Emain Khalif is skipping a boxing tournament in the Netherlands less than a week after World Boxing announced mandatory sex testing for all athletes. This is AP News. Pope Leo met for the first time with members of the Vatican's Child Protection Advisory Commission.
The meeting comes amid questions about his past handling of abuse cases and demands from survivors that he enact a true zero tolerance for abuse policy across the Catholic Church. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors is made up of religious and lay experts in child protection, as well as abuse survivors. The commission called the hour-long audience a significant moment for the Church's unwavering commitment to the safeguarding of children and vulnerable people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Severe storms in southern Germany forced a Ryanair flight to make an emergency landing after violent turbulence injured 9 people on board. In the same area, strong winds tore roofs off multiple row homes, rendering them uninhabitable. Fire officials in Germany suspect a small tornado or water spout caused the damage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.